That's why we are...
This is a very contemporary topic, I think.
It's always like that. Every moment is a historical moment. Therefore he said, no, let me do it. I know the way. I go and ruin their spirit. And he succeeds. How? He will create all those things I said that you collect, and they don't go hand in hand. In one side, all of you, if you are, every single one of you, if you are in a picnic area, it's a very good holiday, the weather is fantastic, and you're really having fun and a very good barbecue. After the barbecue, when you're sitting down, enjoying the sun, somebody will approach you and will tell you, excuse me, we are doing something and we want you to participate. Do you like to participate? And say, what are you doing? Say, we are torturing someone. You will say, me torture? No. Then we'll change the scenery. And of course you believe in torture, and you will sit down and say, you know what? If we're torturing someone, I could retract some information to save even one life. It's worth it. As if this fellow's life was not what you were talking about, saving lives. You want to make it a little bit a stronger case? Say, oh, we have found somebody who we think maybe is a pedophile. And for the sake of your children, of course you like the guy to be tortured. Over there was the barbecue time. You were relaxed and your personal interest was not there, so you don't like the torture, but you approve the poor torture. Those are the conflicts in the brain. One, because your brain will judge in the situation, right? Next situation, another judgment. Next situation, another judgment. So, you judge as pleases you in that single moment you talked about it. That's what it is all about. This vizier will say, let me do it. What is the next act? Talibis. Means making a facade. Covering up. Have you ever heard about cover up? Maybe in the advanced countries. You don't know what cover up is. But there is something called cover up, which is what this vizier does. To think something and say something else. He said, I will go to them and I will say, I'm one of you. And you know that I was good over there. I gave up everything just for you and they believe in me. Don't you? If somebody will come up and say, guess what? I have a very good, fantastic life. I gave it up to serve you. Don't you believe him? Do you need any document to show you did? You always do. Because that's what all the rulers say. All the dictators, they did it for you. I don't remember Adolf Hitler explaining that I do it for me. He was doing it for the pure good German race. He was a midget. He was not one of them. He was doing it for you, of course. That's unselfishness of those people. This vizier is that one. Who is the guilty party? The vizier. The king. Who is the victim? You. Because you're all of it. Don't forget, we're talking about you, is the story of you. So the king is in you, the Jew is in you, the Christians are in you. And at the end, Who will suffer? The king and the vizier and some of those Christians who believed in him. There are only one group left. Who were they? They didn't give him a lot about Jesus. They were appreciating the name of Muhammad. Those futuristic, they are saved. The rest, you know what the story is. Look at it this way. So in the next paragraph, vizier explained everything. That I will claim this, I will claim this, I will claim this. Look at the paragraph, everything is a claim. And those claims are very familiar. Pick any place you want, any moment of the history, and read a little bit about the speeches of the politicians. You see, it's always that. Next paragraph, ha! This is a very good bait, and the result is 100,000 Mard Tarsa. Suddenly here they are not Nasrani, they are Tarsa. Tarsa is another word, Persian one, means monks, means the people who are retreated from the society. They will be attracted to this vizier. Means all those ideas that you have put aside here and there, they will be attracted to this cleverness and wit, that you understand that you have a face. You could have a facade. In that, he explained that cover-up that vizier was using makr, nafs-e ghul, the deceitfulness of the ghoul-like soul. And ghoul-like, I don't know what's ghoul-like to you. Ghoul and div are two words used in old Persian language. Div has a very clear meaning, which is exactly opposite human being. If you have a human being and make it upside down, will be div. That opposite, exactly, literally opposite of a human being is div. Therefore, when the crazy people, we call them divane, means like div, like opposite, because they don't look normal, they look opposite. They look upside down. That's a div. Qul is different a little bit. Qul is upside down, is opposite of the human being, but at the same time, it should be huge. Hugeness is in it. Means that inflated ego somehow. Here he will say, Rumi will say, Multamis undan makre nafse ul. The deceitfulness of this upside down or opposite like nafs, not soul. Here is the ego, everything is talking. Is being talked about ego, and that's the inflated ego inside, which is opposite part of your human part. And all of these people, they like it because it's different. They hate this, they will love something opposite of this. You remember those crossed eyes and that judgment of dividing? If you hate this one, two guys are fighting. You hate one of them. What do you feel about the other one? Don't be silly. The enemy of your enemy is not your friend. The enemy of your enemy could be enemy. Or even worse. They don't understand this. Because when you see the universe black and white, when you don't like white, you go to black. You don't understand that I don't need to. I could have them both. I use the darkness as shadow and the light as the bright part, then I see a good perspective. Why should I believe in black and white? Let's talk about the black and white. You talk, next paragraph, is a very long one, you see. And explanation. And it needs so many explanations that Rumi added another paragraph which has nothing to do with the story, was the story of the Layli, remember? So, first paragraph is, this paragraph is very interesting because this is the paragraph that explains why everybody will fall in this trap. How come that this trap is for everyone? First of all, because we are, what are we? Start with you. You started to be what? This, right? You said, okay, we are like these birds, thoughts. What? What kind of bird is this? Remember the second thing he said, don't do? The second attitude you shouldn't have? Greed. Over there was nagging and being greedy, right? Here he said, we are like these greedy birds. The greedy birds will be trapped. Non-greedy birds, they don't fall in trap. You put the trap only for greedy birds, right? That's why everybody will fall in this trap. He said, we are like the greedy birds. And every single moment is another trap, because trap doesn't repeat itself. Every single moment we fall in a trap. If we were not the greedy birds, if we were eagles or simor, which is, how could you say simor in English language?
Dirty birds.
That, I don't like it personally, I don't like it because it sounds like dirty birds to me, the way you pronounce it. And I know that there was no dirty birds. As far as I know, there were 60 of them.
The size 30.
Ah, yes. You were accompanying 30 of them climbing up. Over there, the reflection is another 30. So they will be complete 60. But because they find their reflection, but you don't count the reflection, I do. Anyhow, in Persian language, we don't do all of this, because the Persian, they don't understand there is 30 birds, because our language is not like that. We pick one word and another word, we mix them together with another meaning. We take your father and something burned, and we say, father burned. And this is pedarsukhte, means very clever, very, very witty, and not very polite. And it has nothing with burn and father. That's how language works. We could even do this like that, and it has some lovely meaning. I told you, hand, right? Long hand. In Persian, will be daste deraz. Okay? Then, say to a Persian, deraz dast. Suddenly, this is the label of a king, and it doesn't mean the hands are long. It means that he controls everything. That's how the language works. Therefore, over there, when he said baz, and the baz is better than this, Rumi knows that you will not understand it, even the Iranians. At the beginning of book 2, we will talk about this, because the word falcon in Persian language has the meaning of opening and has the meaning of repetition. Again. You want to say again, you will say boss. You want to say open the door, you will say dar boss. The door is open, dar boss. And the falcon. And there are reasons for this, not by accident, because language doesn't happen by accident. The meanings will extract from each other in practice. People play with that and the word.